Sabaoth, not Sabbath, is a Hebrew word that means armies, rendered hosts in most New Testament versions. The Greek word stratia means army, related to strateo, a Greek verb meaning I war. In my very literal derived New Testament, I've rendered these words militaries and military as follows. And down as Isaiah has declared before, if master of militaries abandoned no seed to us, we were become as Sodom and ever likened as Gomorrah. This followed, Isaiah yet is crying over the Israel, if ever the number of the sons of Israel may be as the sand of the sea, the residue shall be saved, for master shall be doing a concluding and concise word on the land. From the context here, it looks like master of militaries will be doing a major military cleanup before leaving a residue of seed to Israel, the seed being flesh descendants of Israel, the grandson of Abraham. And suddenly a multitude of heavenly military became together with the messenger, praising the placer and saying, this was when the messenger announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds near Bethlehem. The placer yet turns and gives them over to be doing divine service to the military of the heaven, down as it has been written in a scroll of the prophets. House of Israel, offer you to me slain ones and sacrifices 40 years in the desolate area? This comes from Stephen's testimony shortly before being stoned, quoting a Hebrew prophet who spoke of Israel's law-breaking worship habits in the desert. About the word placer, usually translated God, placer, God, G2316, theos, it's similar to the verb place, place, G5087, tithemi. The placer of placers is the one placing all in the right place at the right time. For even as, through the disobedience of the one human, the many were constituted sinners, thus also, through the obedience of the one, the many shall be constituted just. Law yet entered beside that the offense should be increasing. Yet where the sin increases, the grace abounds out over it. The many who were constituted sinners are the same many who will be constituted just all children of Adam, in other words. Nobody can stop it. It will happen. We all have a good future ahead. All of the bad things are being used for a good purpose. All of the militaries, celestial, terrestrial, good, evil, are part of the placer's beneficial operation of all toward his good goal of being enjoyed by all as all in all. In perhaps 20,000 to 30,000 more earth years, 1,000 human generations, there will be a conclusion, a consummation to the durations, eons, of bad things happening. For the permanent benefit of all, all in the heavens and on land, all reconciled, all made new, only two durations after the present wicked duration. The next two durations will see righteousness openly established and growing universally. The placer's plan of the durations, ages, eons, is not yet widely known. There seems to be intense interest among celestials as to the condition of humanity on earth. Yet Paul did say that the placer's wisdom would be made known to them through the called out company, which is the anointed spiritual body. Very interesting times indeed. The good message in Ephesians and Colossians is about the entire omniverse, or the all. But it takes a spirit of wisdom and revealing from placer to perceive its infinite dimensions. As all will find out, placer is not sitting back hoping and waiting for anyone to make right decisions and do right things. Rather, he's giving experiences of vanity and corruption, giving sentient beings the illusion of being independent from the source, as if all depended on them, with source waiting and hoping in the background. No, he's not actually waiting or hoping for any of his creatures to do anything. Every breath and action come from him, every moment. One thing higher dimensions do perceive, all is and are connected, which is why some are looking at earth. To appreciate and consciously enjoy the true good, which is the placer himself, living in you and being everything in you, a little beforehand taste of bad, goes a long way. What is a trillion years compared to infinite years? Almost nothing. The wisdom prevails. The omniverse gets a few lessons before things get truly rolling for good. Even the placer's firstborn learned obedience through the things he suffered. No one escapes. Everyone gets the benefit. What is the biggest lesson? Not my will, Father, but yours be done. Jesus, son of placer. Every celestial, terrestrial, and subterranean knee will happily bow. Every tongue will avow out that Jesus anointed his master, glorifying his placer and father, the universal source, omnipotent means, infinite destiny of all. It won't be forced on anyone. There will be crystal clear water of life springing from within, omniverse wide, every dimension, every frequency, all on the same page, all on the same timeless line of pure delight. The Son himself will be swallowed up in the life of his Father, that the Father of all may be all in all, ecstasy of ecstasies. If interested in further reading, 1 Corinthians 15, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians might be a good place to start.